From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. For the first time since a school shooting resulted in the deaths of 17 people, the U.S. House of Representatives has taken action on a school safety bill that authorizes $500 million over 10 years for grants to improve training and coordination between schools and law enforcement and help identify signs of potential violence before they occur. John Rutherford is a Republican representative from the U.S. state of Florida where the shooting occurred.
There's still much more work to be done. But the best way to keep our students and teachers safe is to give them the tools and the training to recognize those warning signs to prevent violence from ever entering our school grounds. This bill aims to do just that, Mr. Speaker.
Ted Deutsch is a Democrat who is representing the same state.
This bill, the Stop School Violence Act, is a good bill. It will not solve our gun problem. It won't ban bump stocks or require Americans be 21 to buy a gun, or fix our broken background check system, or get weapons of war, the weapons of choice for mass shooters, off our streets and out of our communities. But it will help troubled students that need help get help, and it will help teachers and law enforcement identify potential threats before it's too late.
Thousands of U.S. students walked out of class amid morning Wednesday to protest the lack of congressional action to combat gun violence in American schools and to remember those killed in the mass shooting last month. The United States is rejecting as laughable and patently false Iranian allegations that American troops in Afghanistan support Islamic State militants. Citing intelligence as well as eyewitness accounts, Iran's foreign minister said an alleged U.S. military helicopters were seen rescuing and airlifting IS militants in battle zones in an eastern Afghan prison. This is VOA News. Britain announced reprisals against Moscow after it shrugged off demands to explain how a deadly Soviet-era nerve agent came to be used in an English town to poison former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia.
The United Kingdom will now expel 23 Russian diplomats who have been identified as undeclared intelligence officers. They have just 1 week to leave.
British Prime Minister Theresa May announced the retaliation to a packed House of Commons. She said her government will draft legislation to protect Britain from hostile state activity and will consider new anti-espionage measures. Russia has denied any involvement in the poisoning, and before May's statement, the Kremlin warned that British reprisals would be met with a firm Russian response.
We believe this is a real, very serious provocation, and of course we are not ready to talk in the way of the ultimatums.
The Skripals, meanwhile, remain hospitalized in critical condition. While European Union leader Donald Tusk has called on U.S. President Donald Trump to maintain long-standing transatlantic relations that have been increasingly strained since Mr. Trump announced stiff trade tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, the president still maintains the tariffs are necessary to protect U.S. security. Tusk said that there was still time to improve relations and urged Trump to deliver on his promise to exempt real friends from the tariffs. The UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights reports making progress in setting up a new system to monitor and document human rights violations in North Korea, particularly those that may amount to crimes against humanity.
The UN Human Rights Office says it is moving ahead with the so-called accountability project for the DPRK, which was mandated last year by the UN Human Rights Council. The project calls for establishing a central data bank where information and evidence of human rights abuse in North Korea can be stored. Deputy High Commissioner Kate Gilmore, who has updated the Council on progress, says a high-level expert to lead the project has been appointed and hiring is underway for 4 more staff members who will be based in Seoul and Geneva. She says work has begun on the electronic repository, the first independent and comprehensive information system on human rights violations committed in North Korea.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. British theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking, who sought to understand a range of cosmic topics from the beginning of the universe to the intricacies of black holes, died Wednesday. A family spokesman said he died peacefully at his home in Cambridge. He was 76. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.